is potentially the launch, because it's loud and you're on a rocket that's propelling you into space to go 17,500 miles an hour. But after you get up into space, it's a lot of fun. I think the next scariest thing was probably going out on when you have only your spacesuit between you and the dangers of space. Over. Well, solar activity, it definitely affects us, unbeknownst to us, because we don't feel it, but it definitely causes radiation spikes around us. Luckily, the space station is protected, and we don't get too much radiation, but we do have detectors to monitor it. At night when we're sleeping, sometimes you see little flashes, or before you go to sleep when it's dark and your eyes are closed, you sometimes see little flashes, and that's probably radiation that's coming from the sun. And also, last time when I was up here, solar wind has actually the power to, the ability to move the space station, and that happened to us last time I was here. Over. The smallest thing I've seen is probably like the Statue of Liberty, and I was able to see it because it was a beautiful clear day in New York City, and there were shadows. It was, I can't remember if it was dawn or dusk, and it helped create a shadow to help me lead in and be able to see the Statue of Liberty. Bridges are really identifiable, you know, just because they're over water when you have a clear day. The pyramids you can see, but I haven't seen the Wall of the Great Wall of China yet, and that's my next goal. Over. So, Dylan, great question. When you look out at Earth, we can see that it's round, of course. We can't see the whole Earth like as though we were in at the distance of the moon, but you can see a good portion of the Earth. Like if I flew over Georgia or Florida, for example, I could see all the way down to Brazil and then up north to Canada. So you definitely can see the curvature of the Earth. You see beautiful cloud formations in the wintertime. In the northern or southern hemisphere, you see beautiful ice formations, the ocean. You can see different types of plankton that make the ocean different colors. You can see coral, areas where there's coral and the color of the ocean changes. You can see cities, of course, particularly at night, water and bridges and lakes. It's beautiful. Over. Great question. And actually, the food isn't all freeze-dried. Some of it is thermal stabilized, so all you have to do is heat it up like a MRE or a, like camping food. And actually, last time I was up here, my sister and my mom sent me up some Twinkies. They have to have a really good shelf life, which means they have to last for a while, so it's something that can't spoil. Over. To go to space, I don't think you are required to have a ham radio license. Have a ham radio call for the space station. But most all of us do get our ham radio license, so we know how to operate the ham radio properly while we're up here. But you don't have to have one to come up here, but to use the ham radio, you should have a ham radio license. Over. Ham radio is really fun, actually. We use it for a couple things. Of course, it's an emergency communication system, and that's how it sort of started. You can actually send packets of information, and like you guys already know, of course. And then, you know, just, of course, talking to kids and people all over the world is pretty cool. We're over Australia, and there was some people speaking Russian over there. And so our Russian cosmonaut friends got on as well as us to say hi. So that was pretty fun. So usually we contact our family through what we have internet protocol phone through the computer. And when we have the antenna KU, we can actually use that phone and dial a phone number. On the weekends, like right after this, I'm going to have a video conference with my family, and that's set up through NASA, so it's a double path to get to my family and friends, but we talk to them on the phone and on video. Over. Well, this ham, now you're talking about the ham radio, of course, right? Well, we have to somebody halfway around the world using the telebridge. I think you guys probably have learned about that. Over. Wow, that's a good question, and we have changed the way we've trained from specific stuff that's, you know, like you know you're going to do when you get up here to more general stuff, because you're absolutely right. Last time I was up here and this time both, there's been things that are surprises, and so you have to have just general training so you know how to work with tools, you know how, you know, general, you know, camera equipment work, computer equipment work, electrical equipment work, plumbing work, just sort of general skills so that if anything happens, you know how to take care of it. And we have people on the Earth that are helping us. Hey, Ksenia, it's actually a little bit more than I expected, a lot more than I expected. You know, I, of course, wanted to be an astronaut because I thought it was cool and it would be fun, and it's more than cool and fun. It's really interesting. I've learned so much about science and taking care of the station, like I was just talking about. Also, geography and computers and cameras, and it's better than anything I could have thought of, and I'm hoping what we're doing up here is going to pave the way so you guys can go to Mars. Over. I could absolutely tell you it never gets boring. Every day is different. We never really do the same thing twice, it seems like to me, and there's science experiments we do on ourselves to repairing stuff to more science experiments on. We had spiders up here for a while, science experiments on equipment, materials, so all sorts of stuff. It has never been boring to me. Over. So in one 24-hour period, we circle the Earth 16 times, so we see 16 sunrises and sunsets. Of course, the Earth is rotating at the same time, so we don't pass directly back over the same areas, but we pass, you know, like 20 degrees over, 15, 20 degrees over from where we were the last time, each time we circle around the Earth. Over. Well, the things that I miss, of course, are my dog, because I don't really get to talk to him on the phone. Over. And one other thing about